With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Republican-led drive to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas over the border crisis has failed, at least this time around. House Homeland Security Committee Chair Mark Green arguing for impeachment.
We found that Secretary Mayorkas' willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law and his breach of public trust are responsible for this historic crisis.
California Republican Tom McClintock arguing against.
Secretary Mayorkas is guilty of maladministration of our immigration laws on a cosmic scale. But we know that's not grounds for impeachment because the American founders specifically rejected it.
All Democrats voted no on impeachment, joined by four Republicans. Republican opposition has killed the Senate's $118 billion border bill and included more military aid for Ukraine and Israel. Also at SRNNews.com, along with flooding, Los Angeles has witnessed hundreds of mudslides during the storms that have drenched California.
It has been one of the wettest storms in Southern California history, dumping more than half the amount of rainfall Los Angeles typically gets in a season in just 2 days. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says it's not over yet.
We still need Angelenos to take precautions and to stay informed during this time.
National Weather Service meteorologist Ariel Cohen says it's one for the record books. Between 6 and 12 inches of rain has fallen over the city and saturated the ground, and officials say that can increase the risk of landslides long after the storm passes. I'm Mike Hempen.
Report circulating this morning that Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel plans to step down following the South Carolina primary. On Wall Street, stock futures narrowly mixed. Dow futures are down 12 points. The Nasdaq futures are 20 points higher. This is SRN News. A warning from a female boxer.
Kerry Williams has been fighting for years and coaches at the Olympic level, and she says men do not belong in the ring with women. Williams is slamming USA Boxing for allowing a man who is living as a woman to compete in the female category. She says when she was in training some years ago, she sparred with a 16-year-old boy and he broke one of her ribs. Williams tells Fox News, quote, "I couldn't imagine being hit by a grown man." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As a potential split develops in the Catholic Church over gay marriage, one of its oldest organizations is going all in on the LGBT agenda. The Jesuits say they will strengthen their efforts to recruit homosexuals, appointing an openly gay man to be executive director of a program called Outreach. Jesuit James Martin, who founded the organization in 2022, says Pope Francis has been very encouraging, sending personal greetings to our conference last year. This is SRN News. Another auto recall.
Honda is recalling thousands of vehicles because the front passenger airbags may inflate when they're not supposed to. It's a faulty sensor. The models being recalled include some Honda Pilot, Accord, Civic Sedan, HR-V, and Odyssey models from 2020 through 2022, as well as the 2020 Fit and Civic Coupe. Also included are the 2020 and 2021 CR-V, CR-V Hybrid, Passport, Ridgeline, and Accord Hybrid. Dealers will replace the seat sensors at no cost to owners. I'm Rita Foley.
Secretary of State Blinken is in Israel now. America's top diplomat briefing Israeli leaders on Hamas's response to a proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza, as well as the release of scores of hostages. The war, sparked by the Hamas terror attack on Israel, is now in its fifth month. More details at SRNNews.com.